There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. 855-99-375-69. You guys are so cute. You got all the nerve to call, and Trevor talks to you. And either, look, make sure your phone is charged before you call, all right? I used to say, find me a landline, which I absolutely prefer, but I understand that more and more people don't have landlines. But at least make sure your phone is charged, all right? 855-99-375-69. Joyce, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm calling about my son who's almost 21 years old.
Okay.
He's a full-time college student.
Okay.
Just finished his third year in college, went into college with scholarships, you know, a very responsible, bright young man. And went for a challenging degree for sure.
What's his field of study?
His field of study was computer science.
Okay.
And got through, you know, a lot of the tough stuff and was really starting to get into his core classes.
Right.
But we ran into a situation last spring where he essentially gave up on his classes and stopped going and ended up, you know, failing everything. And
so this was a year ago?
This was a year ago.
Okay.
And he kept it from us, but eventually, because of his scholarships and everything else going on, of course, we, you know, eventually let us know.
Right.
And so we had good conversations about it, you know, other people out there to support him. I think he was just overwhelmed.
Okay.
And just checked out. So
let me ask you, so his sense was that the reason that he really kind of withdrew was because he was just academically overwhelmed?
I would say yes. I think there were other things going on.
Yeah. Can we look at, before we go quite so blissfully past that, is he straight or gay, or do we know?
Oh, he's definitely straight.
Okay. Was there a girlfriend involved at all?
There was, you know, when I reflect back, you know, when this might have all started, he was living in an off-campus arrangement with three other roommates, and he broke off with his girlfriend, and his other roommates pretty much turned on him when that happened.
Yeah, because you hear that when kids, especially smart kids, who've done very well, all of a sudden have a meltdown, I would say the majority of the time, it's not academically based, even though that's what they'll say, because, you know, they're on that cusp between being an adult and being a kid. And for a kid, especially a male kid, to say, my heart got broken, you know, this is my first love, or, you know, that she wasn't interested in me anymore. I would say that the majority of the time, not 100%, but the majority of the time, it's not academic. It's it's emotional. It's social. It's
right.
There's something which means that there's often a love relationship involved. Because, I mean, this is the first time for a lot of kids, especially really bright kids who've not necessarily been very social, to have what they would view as a true adult relationship. And the problem about the first one that breaks up is you think you'll never have another one because you don't have the experience to know, relationships come, relationships go. Sometimes they work okay. They always feel terrible. What you think is, I'm completely unlovable. And that for especially a kid who's under some academic pressure, living away from home, maybe for the first time, it feels overwhelming. Feels like, what's the point? Hence the dropout of school. All right. So having said that,
Having said, I feel like he bounced back from that and was back on track.
So he was flunking classes. Did he make? I mean, you're telling me he's a junior this year, right?
Correct. So this happened last
sophomore
spring.
Year.
So
right.
sophomore year. So the fall started, fresh start. You know, felt like he had his stuff together. We talked, and of course, you know.
What did he do over the summer?
Over the summer, he worked. He took a summer class. So he
came home, or he was still. Does he go away to school?
He is off. Yes, he does.
So
but
did,
close to home. He's not. He's not far from home, but he definitely lives away from home.
Okay, so over the summer, did he stay at school essentially?
Yes. So he.
Okay.
Yes. He's, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Changed his apartment, so he's not around the people that,
okay.
you know, that was the issue for. So that was all positive. Then started classes in the fall, did fine for the fall semester, still, you know, tough with some of his core courses, and essentially was, you know, given the second chance.
Okay.
And so, you know, that semester's over now. This last spring, just found out. This week that he essentially did the same thing again. He just checked out of his classes, and now there's, you know, bigger ramifications in terms of, you know, where he was planning on going and what he was planning on doing. And so I'm just, as a parent, I know this is such a tough time for young people, but I'm just trying to help. And I think I'm probably more devastated than he is.
Oh, I'm sure.
But,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. So let me. All right. Let me ask a couple questions here, kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out about this meltdown? Did he tell you, or did the school?
No, he told me.
What did he say?
You know, essentially, when I saw him, you know, I'd seen that he had just come from a meeting, and I said, "How'd it go?" And he goes, "Not good. I have bad news." And I kind of knew what it was. And I just sort of looked at him because we were driving together, and I just
right.
put my hand on his back, you know, and to let him know that whatever it is, I'm here for him.
And
tears
good
started falling from his, yeah. And
okay.
tears just
so
started.
What was his explanation? Did he have one?
His explanation is that. He doesn't want to be a student anymore. He's tired of being a student.
What does he want to do?
He's not quite sure.
What is his plan for the summer?
Right now to work, because he has work throughout, you know, his college.
And what kind of work does he do?
He valets. It's a, you know, a good part-time student job. He valets,
okay.
Cars.
Okay. So it brings in a little bit of money, but has nothing to do with any possible career.
Correct.
Okay. So and
where's
the valet? Is the valet job near school or near home?
It's near school. So he can ride his bike and do everything from where he lives to school and to work and.
So does he make enough money valeting to pay his expenses?
He has not 100% because we provide some financial support.
How much do you provide? How much would you say on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis for his apartment, $300. And we have, once his scholarships went away, we have helped out with his tuition. So
right,
probably,
but tuition presumably is about to go away if he doesn't want to be in school. So
right, exactly.
How much do you think he makes on a monthly basis over the summer?
Oh,
enough to pay his rent?
He probably could do that and pay his own rent. Yeah.
Right. So tell me what your question is to me, and then I'm sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. My question is, one, I'm really trying to help understand how someone who's as bright, responsible,
this has nothing to do with school. Okay? This has to
yeah.
do you and I already went over what the likelihood is that there's an emotional core here. The second
yes,
is
absolutely.
Okay, the second
that's what
is
I'm trying to understand.
I know. I tell you what, panic not. I'm going to walk you through it and then I'm going to tell you how to deal with it, all right? So, panic not, stick with me. I'll be back to you in just a second, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Joyce, who's smart kid. Joyce, how many kids do you have?
He's the one child.
Okay, not surprising. Okay, Joyce is facing a not much fun parental kind of bump in the road of a very smart kid who's always done very well in school, got a scholarship, went away to school, was doing very well, and all of a sudden, meltdown. And everybody decided that it was really academic and, cynical psychology, not cynical, actually, or psychologist here says, unlikely. It's more likely emotional. So everything got back on track. He moved away from his roommates, which were making him unhappy. And the girlfriend, apparently, it sounds like he probably doesn't have another girlfriend, although who knows. And same thing came off the same time of year, which I think is not accidental. So the question is, what's going on now? And the answer, I think, is going to have to come from him. But let's look at the possibilities. One, as I mentioned, which was whatever was going on. Was he ever in therapy over last summer's meltdown or last spring's meltdown?
I found out that he went to go see a counselor at school.
Good.
I don't know really what much became of that. I think he went in to them saying he was, like, depressed.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't really know. Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. All right, here's what I would do. Yeah. All right, because you and I can speculate endlessly, and all it is speculation. So what I would do at this moment is, first of all, take a deep breath and realize there's no draft going on at this moment, so it's not a matter if he's going to lose his student deferment and be sent to a foreign land with a gun. So you don't have to worry about that, which parents, a couple generations ago did. So there are a number of reasons why this is happening. We already looked at the emotional, which I still think was probably unresolved from last year. I don't think it's accidental that the same thing happened at the same time. It may be that there's a whole lot of things here that we're just never going to know. And part of it may be your son just looking at what his career prospects are and deciding this is what he wants to spend the rest of his life doing. And so this, I saw this more, I saw a little bit when I was an undergraduate, but when I really saw it was when I was in medical school. And I would see kids who have been groomed since they were literally 6 years old to be doctors. And what they all of a sudden found is they didn't like blood, or they couldn't hack the academics, or they hated patients, or they didn't like sick people, or whatever it was. And this had been something that they had been focused on literally since the time they were old enough to read or write. And so instead of saying, this isn't what I want to do, there would be this huge sort of migration to the therapist's office, to dropping out, to flunking biochem, to whatever it was that said, I don't want to do this. And it also when it happens to seniors, it's called senior panic, where all of a sudden start flunking courses so you don't have to go out in that big bad world. So there are all sorts of possibilities here which would fit the scenario. But the only person who really knows is your son, and he's not talking. And it may be that he's not talking because it's hard for him to admit it. As I said, it's hard for anybody who's been academically gifted to say, I don't think this is what I want to do, because the question is, how much time have I wasted? What are my friends doing? Is anyone ever going to love me? Am I ever going to be happy? So these are the sort of existential angst that occurs that sounds very characteristic of what's going on with your son. So the question is, what do you do about it? And I think the answer is to say to him, here's the deal, kiddo. If you don't have to tell me what's going on, but I think it would be very helpful for you to have some sense of what's going on. Therefore, I think finding a therapist may make some sense. And as long as you're a student, he may be able to be covered under the campus policy. He may be covered under your insurance policy. But I think making sure that there's some way of paying for it makes some sense. And the more you don't have to pay for it, the happier he's going to be. Because if you're paying for it, and as you know, therapy is not inexpensive, you're going to expect results. You're going to sort of feel that you have a right to say to him what's going on, and that's not particularly productive in therapy. So I would say to him, here's what, tell me what's going on. In fact, I wouldn't even say tell me what's going on. What I would say is tell me what you want to do. And what I think he's likely to say is, I don't know. You could say, well, all right, you don't have to have a long-term plan, but we need to have a short-term plan. You can help him go through the alternatives. Do you want to stay on at school, or would you rather come home? Do you want to work full-time? You're in charge here. I mean, you're 21 years old, and I'm not tossing you to the wolves. I'm not saying you're 21, you're not in school, you're on your own. I'm saying let's work out. Tell me what your plan is. Tell me what I can do to help you. Because anything you come up with is going to be wrong. And I think the problem that happened in the spring last year was a Band-Aid, which it isn't anybody's fault. I mean, there was, I'm sure everybody was greatly relieved, including your son, to think, okay, we're past this, except he wasn't. Whatever it was that derailed him, it was just a Band-Aid. And again, because it happened in the spring, you know, that it's spring is just such a potent time. All of a sudden, there's prom, there's graduation, there's, you know, the month of Yes, You May. That there's so something that whatever happened last year, I think, was not completely taken care of and probably wasn't even slightly taken care of. And he took, and everybody took, which isn't blaming anybody. I mean, you always take the line of least resistance to begin with, assuming that the line of least resistance may be workable, at which point, yay, which is, okay, this is academically based. I don't think it was academically based then. I don't think the problem is academically based now. So, and good for him for understanding. I mean, he basically sabotaged it because he was, right. That's his way of, he's not, for whatever reason, as a 21-year-old smart American male, is not able to say, you know, my heart got broken, or I'm not sure I'm straight, or I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, or I'm afraid I'm not going to get a job, or I don't feel like working as hard, or, you know, I don't know what's going on with him. My concern is that he doesn't know either, because he's not willing to look at it. And if he doesn't know, he can't tell you. So I would say at this moment, tell me what I can do to help. And you can certainly report our conversation to him of saying, well, Brown sort of felt like maybe you should go talk with somebody that made you so that you can do some work, because she doesn't think it has to do with academics. But I don't want to guess. She didn't want to speculate. You can certainly call her if you want. But maybe figuring out how, you know, you tell me. I wouldn't suggest a plan. I would say, tell me what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which and takes an enormous responsibility off your shoulders if you could figure that out, right?
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. And when you talk about, when you mentioned about grooming, his grooming was commissioning into the armed services, and that was part of his scholarship, and so now his choice is, he could potentially have to enlist now. That could be one of the options. So, we'll just add that to the list of, hey, what do you want to do? And that's one of his options. So,
well, but and that may be one of the problems. It may be that he's sort of looking at post-traumatic stress disorder, about going to Afghanistan. I mean, I guess not. Who knows? Afghanistan, Iraq. Who knows where anybody's being sent at all? But the point is that there is a problem here. It's not solved. You're not going to be able to solve it for him. He doesn't necessarily have to tell you, but he has to figure out what the problem is. Stay on if you need to, and if not, you know what I would say to him is, tell me what I can do to help you. All right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, kind of in honor of Joyce's call, we had some questions on Facebook that have actually been around for a while, which is giving you guys more of an opportunity to sort of tune in, talking about parenting. So let's start with, they're so related. I didn't really mean them up as two separate questions, but let's do you parent your children differently from your parents? Let's do that, and then we'll do what kind of parent are you? 'Cause they're really the same question.
Okay, Janet responded to the first question and says, yeah, I spoiled her rotten. I think it alternates generations.
I think that's true. I mean, that's one of my favorite Jules Feiffer cartoons. It says, my mother made me passive, I've made my daughter assertive. My mother made me polite, I've made my daughter certain of herself. My mother made me deferential, I've made my daughter confident. Today my job is done. She's 21, she's just like my mother. Which I think is really true. That however we were raised, we tend to raise our kid the opposite, so they become, there is a generational skip there. All right, fair enough. All right, so let's move on to the other question about what kind of parent are you.
Okay. Kiana says, semi-free range because I believe in their abilities. Isn't that interesting? I believe in their abilities and that this world belongs to them such as it is. Some people think free range means total and complete disregard for safety. Not at all the case.
Well, I don't think free range actually means that. Free range just means they're not kept in a... I mean, it refers usually to chickens or cattle, the idea being that they can kind of roam around, but doesn't mean that they roam, you know, out of the farm or go into somebody else's property. So I think free range just means that they have more options, that there's more movement, and there's more time probably when they're out of sight of the farmer, which in this particular case would be the parent, but it doesn't mean that there are no boundaries. I mean, farms have boundaries, so I love the metaphors. All right, the free range, you know, for me, I guess part of that differentiation is that these days, I don't know that most kids, I always walk to school. I was either on the school bus or I walked to school. First of all, partially because I was the oldest and because there were always younger kids at home. But the idea of my parent walking me to school, I don't even remember in first grade. I don't think I was ever walked to school, even as a very young child. And now it's considered pretty common behavior to either walk the kid to school or certainly to the bus stop and wait with them. So I wonder if the free-range mom does that or doesn't do that. And again, I suppose it can depend on part of the country that you live in, but the notion, you know, it's one of those things that is one of my kind of theories, is that we focus on all the wrong things. And so when a child disappears, which is truly tragic, it makes the newspapers, but most kids don't disappear. Most kids get to school just fine. And so, but we sort of make these humongous changes based on very little data and very few instances. So I don't know exactly what free range means in this term. That's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about psychobabble terms, because I don't know what it means in this particular context. Okay, keep going.
All right, let's see. Carol says, my son is 29 now. However, I was rather strict in comparison to his friend's parents. I always wanted to know where he was, the phone number, if the parents would be home, and when to expect him home. Safety concerns were the primary reason, of course, but also I believe it taught him accountability and responsibility. He's now an extremely successful and happy young man.
We don't have any... Yeah, my parents always wanted to know where I was going. With my daughter, we had one of the few real blow-ups we had, and part of it was I grew up with two parents, although basically, you know, I might as well have grown up in a single-parent household, but my daughter actually did. So, and I think the difference about single-parent versus two parents, depending on how involved both parents are, is that there is information that can fall through the gaps, that the child can say, oh, yeah, I told Dad. Or, oh, yeah, I told Mom. And that has certainly happened, and as kids we exploited that. We'd say, oh, yeah, Mom already said that, and just hope that Dad didn't check with Mom to find out that, in fact, she hadn't. But when you've got households that are separate and communication becomes a bit more problematical, it's very easy for the child to exploit that, say, oh, yeah, well, Dad said I could do this. And so especially if it doesn't seem to be a big deal or you can't get a hold of or whatever, that there's sometimes that kind of laxness. But at one point, my daughter was someplace she'd want to be, and she said that I knew her father was, she was with me, and she decided that, and I think her father was on vacation or something, and she decided that she wanted to be in the house by herself. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I said, no, you have to stay with a friend. So she said, okay, I'll go stay with a friend. I said, well, I want the friend's mom to call me. and she put one of her friends up to it. And I guess she made the assumption that I would not know the difference between a grown-up voice and a 12- or 13-year-old voice. I was not amused. So the idea is that even though, you know, that I think that we can allow our kids a certain amount of flexibility, but they're also, knowing where your kid is seems to me important. And when she would say, "You're treating me like a baby," I'd say, "Look, if you'd want to know where I was, it has nothing to do with age or trust. It has to do with if you love somebody, you want to know more or less where they are." So, okay, keep going.
All right, finally we have Stephanie who says, "Before I had kids, I thought I would one day be an easygoing and carefree mom who lets her children do all the things I wasn't allowed to do as a kid.
Now
I have two grade school daughters. In reality, I am firm and consistent with my kids and a little no-nonsense when it comes to some things. We do have lots of silly moments together, and I encourage creativity through art, music, and even playing in the mud. I'm also like my parents a lot, even though I swore I never would be. I still want to know where they are at all times and who they're with, and I still want them to look both ways 17 times before they cross the street. LOL.
All right, let's go through that sentence by sentence. All right. I think it's very easy. I remember when my daughter was essentially a newborn, and a friend came up from college to visit, and he said, "Do you want to hear my theory of child rearing?" And I said, "Sure." And he looked kind of sheepish, and he said, "Well, I guess I'm really not entitled to one. I don't have any children." And I said, "That's the only time you can have one. Once you have a kid, you just do it." And the idea of having a philosophy, sort of exactly as she's saying, just sort of gets, it evaporates in the middle of the night or in the, you know, the tension of it or the, you know, the intensity of it. So that's number one, that I think everybody should have theories. And as we talk about all the time on the program, you say, "Well, I'm never going to do that." And I've told the story before. I have a sister with whom I was not particularly close, and we shared a room growing up. And every once in a while, somehow we would make that bridge across the emotional divide, and we would be whispering to each other. And I remember my mother or father, usually my dad, saying, "If I hear one more word, I'm coming up there and you're going to be sorry." And I remember thinking as a kid, you know, when my kids are, I'm going to let them talk at night, because I knew how important it was between me and my sister. I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. I would be babysitting, say, "If I hear one more word," so I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. So the idea of philosophical overview, and because we care enormously about our kids, and not only do we care enormously about them, one of the statements is that, you know, that if you got 100 adults in a room and said, "What do you feel most insecure about?" they'd all say sex. But it's not sex, it's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, relatively infrequently and relatively quietly, as opposed to our kids who go out in public and do horrible or embarrassing things. Not to mention, you know, we love them. We care about them. We feel that they are, rightly or wrongly, extensions of us. So, all right, so we got the philosophy one, parent, yeah, and we become more like our parents. Partially because it's what we know. So the idea, really, of this question is to, in the same way, it's just an awareness of what your parents did that you liked. And you hear me all the time with a caller saying, "Remember what you and your dad did. Remember your best memory of your dad." And it wasn't your dad yelling at you. It was your dad taking you to a ball game or taking you fishing or just saying, "Hey, good job," or you know, a phone call when your mom wasn't home. That remember in your own life what worked. And it won't work 100% with your kid, but it'll work better than anything else, number one. And number two, remember what didn't work. And so saying to your kid, "You're lying, tell me the truth," never worked. I mean, kids will just lie more. That kids do lie for the same reason adults lie, to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what they wish was the case. And the same reason that adults lie is they think they may get away with it. I mean, there's always that chance that if you think you're going to get away with it, even though on some level, if you thought it through, you'd realize it undermines the relationship and you're probably not going to get away with it. But all right, we'll do a little bit more of this when we return. Good time to call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Elaine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for your clarity and logic. I have a question for you that you talked about a couple of weeks ago, and my girlfriends and I have been pondering this.
Okay.
When you said that the way that we treat our parents is the way our kids are going to treat us.
Yep.
And I want to know if you still think this is still appropriate in this day and age, because my girlfriends and I are all baby boomers. We have kids in our 30s and 40s. And I have to say, we all agree our kids are in no way treating us the way that we spent time and took care of treating our parents. So I just wanted your opinion on that.
All right. Well, let me say, part of it depends on the age. I just think if you spend a lot of time with your mom, that your kids understand that that's one of the things that kids are obligated to do with their parents. If you move far away from them, I think that that's more likely. To give me an example of where you think that your kids are treating you differently than you treated your parents.
Well, here's a good example of this. And by the way, some of my girlfriends are married. Some of us are divorced. Some of us lived out of state. So we always had, and this was before cell phones, so we always had a designated day of the week where we would either call our parents or they would call us so that we could keep in touch. Our kids, or particularly my kids, if I call them, they do not answer their cell phones, and or they don't return messages, or if they do, they'll return them 2, 3, 4 days or a week later.
Okay, what I would do is make sure that, let's just use, it's a great example. When I was my daughter's age, I would basically call my mom. I'd like to think once a week, but it was probably, and partially because we would call when the rates went down. You remember that could call.
Correct.
So you would call on either Saturday or Sunday, usually, when the rates went down. And, if you didn't get a hold of them, you would leave a message. I think that the frequency may have changed a little bit, but my daughter tends to text me rather than call me. But she does, and part of it again is the age. How old are your kids at this moment?
30 to 44.
Yeah, but see that's the cusp. That's when things begin to change. I would say when your kids are 50, late 40s, early 50s, and beyond is when they will begin replicating the behavior that you're hoping for, of checking in more frequently, of hopefully not patronizing you, checking about your health, spending more time with you. I just think that we assume that people become adults somewhere in their early 20s, and they don't. That whole kind of renegotiation with your parent happens at earliest, I think, at early 30s, and more likely mid to late 30s. So I guess what I'm saying is I think you may have to be a little more patient, which I know is just really irritating when someone says, no, it'll happen. It's just not going to happen anytime soon. That the age difference is that what I'm saying is how we treat aging parents. And by aging parents, we're really not talking usually about 60s. We're talking about 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. So that means if we subtract 20 years from that, or 22 years or 25 years or something, that if you subtract 25 from 80, you're talking about 25 from 80, we're talking 55. So I'm saying a 55-year-old is much more likely to treat you at 80 as you did when your parents. Now, your parents may not have lived quite as long as you're going to live. But I still think judging behavior on 30s and 40s, because if you look at it, and if you remember back as accurately as possible, those are the years. And again, we may have to transpose a little bit because today's generations are waiting longer to have kids. So they're more involved with their careers. They're two career families, which quite often they weren't when we were kids growing up with our parents. So, but if you figured the years where you were really busy raising your kids. Your husband had a career. Hopefully you had a career as well, but maybe not. So you're really busy that your parents would very likely say, we never hear from you. How are the kids doing? We want to come and see them. So, and it may not have been chronologically exactly the same interval, but sociologically, anthropologically, it was. When you're really, really busy raising kids, career, new house, financial issues, clubs, all those kinds of things, you're less involved with your parents. When that wanes a little bit, then is when you become more involved, I think, with your parents. And so the idea about as an aging parent, that's why I say that sometime in our mid to late 30s is when we need to begin renegotiating that relationship with our parents. But it doesn't happen much before that. And the busier the kids are with their own life, the less they're going to be interested in whatever you want from them. As that wanes a little bit, what they understand is, you know, the light bulb goes on of, oh, gee, you know, this is why, you know, that my kids are outside of the home. And then you start calling your kids and saying, you know, I haven't seen the grandkids, what's going on? And understanding that that's when the change needs to happen, that change from parent and child to more co-equal. Because what I'm really talking about is aging parents. Not sort of in the heyday when the boomers are in there. I mean, boomers are still in what, 50s and 60s. So it's right. As you get past that. So what I'm saying is, be a little more patient. And you can call me in 10 years and say, no, it's not happened yet. Now we're really mad at you.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. That by the time what we're concerned about is. They just seem to be, and I know they supposedly are busy, but they just seem to be so much more selfish and self-directed and, frankly, I have to say, nasty. I had my daughter say to me last summer, I don't want to be responsible for you anymore.
Well, but here that I think kids are perhaps a bit more outspoken than maybe they used to be. But, again, you know, what does that mean? What she may feel is, I mean, does she in any way, what does she mean by that? In what ways is she does she feel responsible for you?
Well, she, as far as I'm concerned, she is not responsible for me.
Honey, she feels that way. So what's the issue there?
Well, we took a trip, and it was during the winter time, and I got sick during the trip because I have asthma, so I had to go to the hospital for oxygen.
Okay. All right. Let me just look at that with you for just a moment, all right? Because I think here's what the issue is, that she was saying, you know, and I think this was, in some ways, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think at that moment, she was viewing you as mom still has responsibilities to me. I don't have responsibilities to mom. And when she needed on a vacation to take you someplace, that what she was feeling is, oh, my goodness, this is going to be the future, and I don't want to do it now. You know, does this mean I'm going to be taking care of my mom when she's old and weak? And, you know, and so I think she sort of panicked about it. Hang on for me if you can, all right? And we'll go into it a little bit more. Because I think it's a perfect example. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.